yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Announcing the imminent exhilaration of oral stimulation due to the Crazy Kevin Show extravaganza, which includes friends, guests, and superstars invigoratingly and humorously entertaining the beautiful people of Toowoomba, Australia, and the world. Henceforth, listen with fervor to enjoy the titillation, frivolity, and downright indignation of Crazy Kevin and his Power FM radio wireless transmission of the Crazy Kevin Show.
It's Crazy Kevin out and about, and I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Sid Owen.
Sid Owen, that's a famous name. Tell us a bit about your business.
Okay, the business started in 1949 from my father, Sid Owen.
So what is your business, Sid?
Yes, we're a photographic industry business, mainly into selling cameras and taking photos of people.
So what type of things do you do? Do you do weddings and birthdays and schools and things?
Yeah, we do a lot of weddings, school, photography and family portraits.
Whereabouts are you situated?
We moved to new premises at 169 James Street, right in the corner of James and Neil.
It's a beautiful premises, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's very visual as you drive past. It's pretty hard to miss.
If we come and see you at the camera store and ask for a camera, you expert in giving us good advice?
Yes, all our staff are very well trained. They're very knowledgeable of what they know, and they can point you in the right direction and can even give you personal training on how to use your camera.
You get personal training as well?
Correct, yes. We offer a 30-minute free camera course with every camera sold, and if you're wanting to learn more about cameras, we have courses running on Sundays.
So in the camera store, what other things do you have other than cameras?
We have telescopes, binoculars, lenses. Yeah, we also do a lot of printing of enlargements, canvas prints, passport photos, Australian passport.
You're a one-stop shop. If somebody comes in and say, can you actually restore any of the old photographs that anybody's got?
Yes, we can. We've been restoring photos for probably 30, 40 years now, and so we're very experienced and have a great restoration service.
chopped all things out of camera. So if somebody wants a family portrait, do you do family portraits as well?
We do family portraits, yes, and we have an outdoor studio at my house, just at Top Cam, and it's all set for different scenes and more personalised than going to a park.
So you do weddings. Weddings can be a bit of a pain to some photographers, I've been told, but how do you like doing weddings?
Yeah, I love doing weddings. I've been photographing weddings for over 30 years now, and you get to meet lots of people, and everyone has their own personal request for weddings, so yeah, we're pretty personalised in what we do.
That's amazing, Sid. How can people contact you if they want to find out more about photography or the business at all?
Yeah, they can go to our website, which is camerahouse.com.au, also our Facebook page, Camera House Toowoomba. Or if you're wanting to look into more photography side, as in having some family portraits taken of your family or your children, go to the owenstudios.com.au website or our Facebook website.
For all your photographic needs and all that, you've got to go and see Sid. Once again, whereabouts are you, Sid?
Yeah, 169 James Street, directly opposite St Patrick's Cathedral on the corner of James and Neil Street, Toowoomba.
It's been great chatting today. Thank you so much for your time, Sid.
Thank you, Kev.
Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week.
Yes, folks, it's that time for a golden album of the week. And Johnny has asked for this one. Johnny, thanks, Johnny, for this one. He's asked for a bit of Bruce Springsteen and Born in the USA. Born in the USA is a seventh studio album by American rock singer-songwriter Bruce Springsteen. And the album produced seven top 10 hit singles and was promoted with a worldwide concert by Bruce Springsteen. Born in the USA became one of his most commercially successful albums and one of the highest selling records ever, having sold 30 million copies by 2014. 2014. It's also been cited by many critics as one of the greatest albums of all time. The album received a nomination for Album of the Year at the 1985 Grammy Awards. And here's another quirky thing about the album. Born in the USA became the first compact disc, CD, manufactured in the United States for commercial release when CBS and Sony opened its CD manufacturing plant in September 1984. The track I'm going to play for you first is I'm on Fire. And how it all started, this took place in an impromptu fashion when Springsteen started making up a slow tune on guitar with some lyrics he had, and the result was a moody number that merges a soft rockabilly beat lyrics built around a sexual tension and synthesizers, into an effective whole. It was one of the first uses of that instrument in Springsteen's music. So here we go, our first track in our Golden Album of the Week. Born in the USA, this is Bruce Springsteen with I'm on Fire.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch belly through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my
Hey guys, this is Jake from Washer Dryer. You're listening to Crazy Kevin on Power FM. This is our latest track, Oh Grenadine.
We'll be right back.
Crazy Kevin with our segment all about things legal. And of course, I've got our lovely lady here. We've got Kim Breeze from Breeze Lawyers. Last week we touched on wills. Now, what we're going to talk about this week?
We're going to talk about superannuation interests.
I'm a Pommy, you see, originally. And what the heck is superannuation? I don't know.
Oh, well, superannuation, I guess, in its simplest form is the government making us have compulsory savings towards our retirement. But often in context of estate planning, the superannuation benefits that have been accumulated and importantly any death benefits, so a life insurance component, is often the single biggest asset that a lot of people have to leave when they die.
You hear lots of stories about there's millions, maybe billions of money in the superannuation that's just floating about that people haven't accessed.
Yes, so if that's potentially you, I'd recommend that you jump online, do the old Google and do lost superannuation, and you can put in your details and try and find out where all your little accounts might be so that you can perhaps take the opportunity to tidy them up, roll them into one or perhaps two so that you know where your superannuation interests are, and then we can talk about how you might deal with them and protect them in the event of your death.
So once again, being a layman here, when you die, what happens to your superannuation?
The superannuation that has accumulated as your member benefit, plus any life insurance, so a death cover that might be attached to it, actually vests in the trustee of the fund. So what that means is that depending on the actual fund, the proceeds might go in one of three ways. So some funds automatically have a policy that they will pay it to the estate, in which case the super funds will go in accordance with the terms of your will. Some funds will allow you to do what's called a binding death benefit nomination, which can be either lapsing or non-lapsing. And what that means is that you can, as a separate disposition, say, when I die, this is how I want my superannuation to go. And so long as it's to a spouse or de facto spouse, a child or other financial dependent, then that will be binding upon them. Again, so long as you have filled out the correct paperwork, it's been witnessed by two independent witnesses over the age of 18 and served on the fund. The other thing you can do with a binding death benefit nomination is simply to bind it to your estate, so you can nominate your legal personal representative. So it must be paid into your estate and, again, go in accordance with the terms of your will. The third option, though, if they don't have an automatic policy to pay to the estate, you haven't done a binding death benefit nomination, it's actually up to the discretion of the trustee. And this is where we have, in the last 6 to 12 months, seen a little bit of stuff in the media about competing interests and what people have or maybe have not wanted to happen to their superannuation, and trustees making their own determinations.
So once again, Kim, a great chat today. So make sure your will is up to date. Goodness me, you're coming out with some great information for everybody. Thanks a lot. Until next week.
You're most welcome. It's a complex area, so happy to get as much information and awareness out there as we possibly can.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand, they say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes, so that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself enough, didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself enough. We'll be right back.
Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is a prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
It's time for our next track from our Golden Album of the Week. And thanks, Johnny, for choosing Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. Great album, lots of great tracks on it. What we're going to play for you now is Dancing in the Dark. It became his biggest hit and helped propel the album to become the best-selling album of his career. And the recording of Dancing in the Dark also won Bruce Springsteen his first Grammy Award, picking up the prize for Best Rock Vocal Performance in 1985. So here it is. It's Dancing in the Dark from our Golden Album of the Week, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. Take it away, Brucey.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire, you can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing. Radio's on and I'm moving around my place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I'm getting nowhere. I'm just living a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. I'm sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction.
Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and I've got a lovely gentleman. It's our musician's talk today, and who have I got with me?
Andre Fenner.
How long have you been playing music now?
Since I was 8 years old.
What sort of musical influences have you got?
Oh, a lot. Love the John Mayer stuff, which is pretty evident. Also, Joni Mitchell, Bonnie Raitt. My grandma got me onto some great artists like Glen Campbell, Janis Ian. But then, yeah, modern stuff would be Coldplay, Damien Rice, Bon Iver. There's heaps.
People can see you playing in venues in Toowoomba. Which venues can they see you in?
Yeah, so I'm at the Irish Club Hotel every now and then. Fitzy's every Thursday night, 8:30 to 10:30 with my band, as well as The Office, a lot of private functions as well. Yeah.
So when you say with your band, what do you do when you play with the band?
It's just covers gigs with Preserve the Moose. So we do a lot more funky 70s disco stuff.
What songs do you play?
The funky stuff is anything from Jamiroquai to like Casey and the Sunshine Band, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Great talk to local musicians around here, because I thought they'd all be saying about brand new stuff and all this and the other, but it's great. It's got I think a lot of the musicians around to have a bit of heritage.
Yeah, well, a lot of the old stuff's coming back anyway. So, you know, movies, we have to thank for that, because people listen to these songs in the movies. Like, what's recently come back? Africa by Toto. Everyone all of a sudden loves Africa by Toto. Like, we did a school formal last year at Downlands. You got 17-year-old kids asking you for Africa. And you're like, this is great, you know? This is the songs we actually like, versus some of the ones that we've been playing for years that we do not like.
Well, it's funny you say you did something at Downlands, because I did something at Downlands as well, and this kid comes up about 8 years of age, says, have you got September? Which of course was by Earth, Wind and Fire. It was in the film Trolls.
I find these songs too that way. So I watched Kingsman, and that's where I got the everybody wants you, you know, the give it up.
So what's the future hold for you, Andre?
Definitely, I want to get more into the original stuff, so I'm trying to get more originals gigs happening. I've just released my EP. It's got 5 tracks on that, and so I've got some videos coming out, so a lot of the social media stuff, that's be over the next couple of weeks. But yeah, definitely trying to get just marketing that, probably do a like an EP release, even though it's already out, but do something a bit late, and then get onto the second EP.
Now, when you write a song, do you have the lyrics first, or is it the music first?
Most of the time, music. Changes from time to time. Sometimes I'll get a melody, and then the melody kind of tells me where the music's going to go. All these songs that are on the EP are music and then lyrics, yeah. Kind of gives you the feel from the music.
If anybody wants to contact you, how can they get hold of you?
My name's Andre Fenner, but it's a Polish name, so it's actually Andre spelled A-N-D-R-Z-E-J. My friends call me Anders Edge. And I guess that's how they remember to spell it, Anders Edge. Yeah, it's Andre Fenner. Yeah, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, YouTube. Find me on all those places, yeah.
So, Andre, you've whetted everybody's appetite now. What are you going to play for us?
So this is one of my songs. It's actually not on the EP, but it's going to be on the next one. So this is called Fine By Me. It's a song that's kind of written about... I think when you write songs, people think that's how you feel all the time, which is not always the case. Sometimes I think you feel that way for 5 minutes. This song was kind of a bit of a lie, I guess. I felt that way for 5 minutes, and by the end of the song, I didn't feel that way anymore. So that's what this song's about, yeah.
Okay, Andre, it's been a pleasure chatting to you today. You take it away. Thanks, Andre.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I haven't found those right words to say. We'll let out everything my heart contains, and it's fine by me. It's fine by me. I've never liked to take a well-worn road. no more cold, I was no show, and that's fine by me. That's fine by me. Maybe I'm just a little too old for this. Growing up in me, we just never seemed to fit. I haven't found that white picket fence or a girl to love until the very end, and that's fine by me. It's fine by me. I've always been inclined to take it slow. I hold on so tight cause I'm scared of letting go. That's fine by me. It's fine by me. Maybe I'm just a little too old to live like this. But growing up in me, we just never seem to fit. And yeah, I know that everyone else is moving on, and that's alright, cause I've always gone
crazy moment or two with Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show on Power FM.
A golden album of the week from Bruce Springsteen. Once again, Johnny, thank you for asking me to play this one for you. And if anybody would like a golden album of the week, if you've got a favourite artist, a favourite band, just drop me a line to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and let's get it on the show. Anyway, we've got to finish with this one, of course. Title track, Born in the USA. It's one of Bruce Springsteen's best-known singles. Rolling Stone ranked the song 275th in their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. The song actually addresses the harmful effects of the Vietnam War on Americans and the treatment of Vietnam veterans upon their return home. It's an ironic retort to the indifference and hostility with which Vietnam veterans were met. So here it comes. Sing it for us, Brucey. Here's a bit of Born in the USA.
Just
Yes, it's our fitness tips once again at the World Gym, and I've got Carly with me. How are you today, Carly?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Kevin.
We're going to talk about a bit about group fitness classes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just wanted to give some tips around why you should do a group fitness class. And one of the most important reasons for coming is if you're fairly new to exercise, you may not know how to do certain moves or certain techniques. So when you do go into a gym environment, you know, if your instructor's asking you to do a deadlift, you might not even know what a deadlift is. So our instructors are here to help you with technique. Not only is proper form important for your muscles so they can react the most out of every exercise, but it really helps eliminate injuries when you're training.
That's it. So if somebody sort of like picked the weight up the wrong way, yeah, because they've never used it before, get yourself a good instructor.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll show you little tips and give you lots of cues during the class, especially when you're fatiguing. You lose form when you're fatiguing as well. And that's what we're here for, to come around and help you.
Once again, thank you, Carly.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, where's the drums?
You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just want to make you smile? I want to do you like Michael. I want to kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Barbie, yeah, like Hathaway. Brought a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was wrong in the wrong time. One of a kind, living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. Baby, you're so classic. Baby, you're so classic. 4,000 roses, anything for you to notice. All the way to serenade you, doing it's not style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back. Keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head.
I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s and a fold in the 50s. Got me trooping out like the 60s. Hippies, queen of the disco set. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Head for a Beyonce, Marilyn, Matt. Girl, you're top. Just so good.
Over my head. I'm out of my mind.
You're listening to Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
Thank you.
Well, once again, time's run out on the Crazy Kevin Show. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves half as much as I've enjoyed myself. So don't forget, stay tuned each and every Wednesday and Saturday here on Power FM between 10 and 12. Send me those emails. I love reading your emails. CrazyKevin, PowerFM@gmail.com. Until the next time, bye-bye. Bye-bye.